good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at all of your agricultural markets here today. We've got the latest on those on your afternoon wrap-up coming up next.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. This coming spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 20th through 22nd at State Fair Park, put on by Midwest Farm Shows. Call the show's manager, Ron Bormaster, for more information on how you can be a part of the Oklahoma City Farm Show at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Welcome back live in feeder cattle futures bounced higher in the early rounds today, supported by short covering and profit taking. Lean hog contracts, for the most part, were moderately lower, with only spot February advancing thanks to cash strength. The cash cattle trade, though, was quiet today following moderate activity on Wednesday. We could see more of this business later tomorrow, especially in the south. A few bids of $188 to $190 reported today in parts of Nebraska, asking prices on the balance of the show lists around $122 in the south and $192 plus in the north. Hog buyers started work this morning with bids ranging from steady to $125 higher. Corn futures were fractionally lower, though, despite several announcements of new sales. The stock market was lower today, with the Dow Jones off 22 points and the Nasdaq down by 3. The live market, though, bounced higher after a tough first half of the trading week. For the moment, credit no more than short covering and profit taking. Feeder cattle, though, were moderately higher throughout today, supported by short covering and technical buying linked to oversold readings. And grain futures were mostly a little lower today, digesting big gains from a late rally on Wednesday that took prices to some key chart levels on first-of-the-month fund buying. Corn prices, though, slipped a little lower overnight, but held on to most of the gains from Wednesday's late surge. More than 40,000 March traded in the final 5 minutes of the session, taking the nearby up to resistance at its 200-day moving average. Soybeans eased a little overnight after posting a big bullish reversal higher yesterday from three-week lows. March rallied to moving average resistance. And wheat prices finished mixed, with only Minneapolis again posting gains after breaking out of a steep downtrend on yesterday's rally. Soft red winter wheat futures broke a two-week downtrend to post the highest close in 3 months on Wednesday, but drifted lower today. That's a look at all your markets. I'm Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network.